This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jennifer Watson.
Hello, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jennifer Watson, and thanks for joining us for tonight's show.
We got a great show lined up. Rudy Alexander from the class of 1953. A lot of folks who went to East Carolina may remember Rudy as the director of the Mendenhall Student Center and now the namesake for the Performing Arts Series, which he started while in that role at ECU. We're excited to pass his story on to the Pirate Nation today.
Yeah, he'll be joining us in just a couple of minutes, Paul. But first, we want to talk about football. What a terrific win for the Pirates last Saturday.
Great win for the Pirates last Saturday against Conference USA opponent, the Knights from Central Florida. They came here, and it was a lot closer than I thought it would be.
The last 2 minutes there, I got a little nervous.
Yeah, very exciting. But the Pirates now are sitting at 2-2 overall, 1-0. In our defense of the Conference USA Championship.
Exactly. And tomorrow they're going to play another conference matchup against the Thundering Herd of Marshall up in Huntington, West Virginia. Kickoff's going to be at 12 noon, and the game is going to air on CBS College Sports.
Absolutely. Well, we got a lot of great events coming up around the Pirate Nation. Our Deans on Deck series will be hitting a number of cities throughout the state of North Carolina. October 7th, we'll be in Cary. October 29th, we're going to bring a couple of our deans from campus to New Bern. November 11th to Charlotte, and November 18th to Richmond, Virginia. For more information on how you can come out and hear some of East Carolina's deans talk about what's going on at ECU, you can visit our website at piratealumni.com.
That's right, Paul. And don't forget that homecoming is coming up the weekend of Friday, October 16th and Saturday, October 17th. We've got tons of great activities lined up for you that entire weekend. So, again, give us a call at the Alumni Center, 800-ECU-GRAD, or visit us online at piratealumni.com/homecoming to get all the information and to register for those events.
A whole jam-packed weekend of activities going on during homecoming weekend.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope that lots of people, if they haven't already registered, that they'll do so today.
What are you most looking forward to coming up on homecoming weekend?
Probably two things. I love the award ceremony. That's absolutely one of my favorite events that the Alumni Association hosts, and I love the parade, too. It's just a lot of fun, and people get excited, and they smile, and, you know, it's just a good feeling.
Absolutely. I would echo that. You know, the award ceremony, which will be held at 6 o'clock on October 16th at the Hilton Greenville, you know, gives us the opportunity to honor several Pirates. There'll be 8 Pirates that we'll be honoring for all that they've accomplished in their careers or their service to the university.
Right.
And then you're right, turn around and then have the open house at the Alumni Center with the parade coming by. It's a great family atmosphere.
Yeah.
We're going to change things up how we do it a little bit at the Alumni Center, and I hope folks enjoy the expanded open house that we will have at the Alumni Center. So it'll be a great, in my opinion, it's the best place to watch the homecoming parade.
Definitely. Nice seating, front row seats. You see everything. You can't
Absolutely. Miss it. So the website for homecoming is piratealumni.com/homecoming. Check it out and register today so that we can celebrate our pirate heritage together October 16th and 17th here in Greenville.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me, everyone. We'll be right back with Rudy Alexander after this commercial break. Help ECU honor its best at the 2009 Alumni Awards Dinner and Ceremony on Friday, October 16th.
The East Carolina Alumni Association will honor 8 individuals for their accomplishments and dedication to ECU.
Do you know an alum or individual who deserves recognition by East Carolina? If so, nominate them by November 1st to be considered for the Outstanding Honorary or Distinguished Alumni Award.
For registration or nomination details, visit piratealumni.com or call 800-ECU-GRAD. Get involved, stay connected with ECU. Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
You've been hearing about Springshire Continuing Care Retirement Community, and now this new retirement community is about to take an exciting step. Springshire is now sharing final details and allowing priority list members to select their new home. Springshire is being developed on beautiful property in close proximity to Ironwood Country Club, Pitt County Memorial Hospital, the School of Medicine, shopping and settings hosting many community and cultural events. Springshire promises to be the destination for all who are looking for a vibrant, social model community with nature areas, lake, golf, gardens, putting green, movie theater, on-site assisted living, and skilled care. If you are looking for a beautiful apartment, private townhome, or spacious house in a lovely full-service community, you will find what you deserve at Springshire. Join the excitement as Springshire moves to the next level. If you're not on Springshire's wait list, it's not too late. Go to springshire.org or call Ron Carnigan at 317-2303 and learn why everyone is saying Springshire is the place you want to be.
This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
We're happy to have former Assistant Vice Chancellor and Director of Mendenhall Student Center, Rudy Alexander, with us today. Rudy is a 1953 graduate of East Carolina and spent most of his career serving the university. Welcome to the show, Rudy.
Thank you.
Now, you grew up in rural Wayne County, not far from Greenville, and I understand that you earned $12 a week running a paper route and then worked for a department store in high school to save enough money to pay for your first year at ECTC. Let folks know how you became an East Carolina Pirate.
Well, it's an interesting path. When I was in high school, I really... As I neared graduation, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. And I had worked for JCPenney Company a couple of years, the last 2 years I was in high school, and they offered me the opportunity to enter management training and work full-time for the company. And so I did. And over the summer and into the fall, something just kept gnawing at me that that I really ought to continue my education. And so I looked around, and when I was in high school, it was required to take a foreign language, and I took Spanish, and I despised it, and I said there must be a university that you or a college you can attend and earn a degree without a foreign language, and East Carolina was the one, so that's basically why I came.
Well, Rudy, so many alumni connect their East Carolina education back to the teachers and the mentors that they had while they were in school here. How did your professors influence your education and what you would ultimately do in your career?
Well, first of all, let me say choosing East Carolina was very fortunate for me. I fell in love with the place very quickly, and I was fortunate. I realized at the time that just doesn't get any better than this. I had a wonderful time. I enjoyed it so much, I went 12 months to the year. That is, I went summers and all. I didn't need to. My grades were good. But I was having so much fun, and I had wonderful professors. Back then, you really got to know the faculty, and they got to know you. You could, in Old Wright Auditorium, at that time is where registration took place, and you could line up in front of the professor whose class you wanted to be in. And so I had a group of favorite professors, and so that's the way I chose my classes. I had always from childhood been very interested in history, and so I majored in social studies, which was a combination of history, geography, sociology, and economics, with a concentration in history. And after I got underway, I thought, well, gee, I will pursue law school after this. But the more I got into history, the more interesting it became, more interested I became in it. And so I changed my mind and decided that maybe I should pursue graduate degrees in history.
So college is such an important part of a young person's life, and you just mentioned about how registration was when you were here during the ECTC and the ECC days. Share with our listeners some of your favorite memories from being on campus.
Well, it's really hard to pick out favorite ones because I just enjoyed it all. I, even though I worked at Penny's after classes ended each day, by being able to pick the classes you wanted and the hours, all the students could do that. I was finished every day by 1 o'clock, and then I went to work at Penny's and worked till the end of the day and worked all day Saturday. But even so, I had time organize a club or two, be involved in some others, be in the band for a couple of years, and do a lot of things. So it was all fun. I organized the College Republican Club back then. My friend said, this will kill you. Well, it didn't at all. Everybody got to know who I was, and we had more members shortly thereafter than the college Democrats did. And we had some interesting debates, and those things were fun. Being in the band was great. Herb Carter was the band director, and he was a wonderful man. And all the members of the band just loved him. And so the even classes were fun. I enjoyed classes and the professors. And even though I was busy working, I never missed a concert. I never missed a football game or a basketball game. And so students can budget their time, and I was able to do that. And I just don't have any excuse or any patience, I should say, with those who say, oh, I don't have time to do this or that. Sure you do. You budget your time, and you do what's important to you.
We're talking with Rudy Alexander, namesake of the S. Rudolph Alexander Performing Arts Series at East Carolina, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, after you graduated from East Carolina, Rudy, you served for 2 years in the U.S. Army, including an assignment in Germany, and then worked as a professional scouting executive with the Boy Scouts of America. Talk about those experiences and how they helped prepare you for your career at ECU.
Well, I earned both an undergraduate and a graduate degree at East Carolina, and I was very fortunate. My grades were good, so I received an educational deferment during the Korean War. And after completing my master's degree, I really didn't have any money to go further. So the draft was hanging over my head, and a lot of my high school friends had gone into service, and I felt that I had been so fortunate to be able to finish my education up to that point. So I volunteered for the draft, and my vision has always been poor, so I couldn't get in ROTC while I was in college. So to go in having earned 2 degrees and all of the liberal thinking as far as the freedoms and so forth that you get at the university or in college, and get into a totally totalitarian system, the military, was a great shock. A couple of days after I had been inducted, I thought, why in the world did you volunteer for this? But I lived through it, and looking back, I think military service would be good for everybody, male or female. I think you grow up, and I was fortunate, instead of getting sent to Korea to be in the occupation or police force there, I was sent to Germany. And I had good experiences there, and it really whetted my appetite for travel. While I was in Germany, I got to travel to a number of countries and bought a nice camera and started taking pictures, and I've had the camera bug. I was bitten by the camera bug, and it's been with me ever since.
Well, then you started your role with the university in 1962 in a newly created position, coordinating student activities. It was in this role that you implemented what is now the incredibly popular Performing Arts Series. It all started with four attractions in the Student Center. What made you so passionate about bringing cultural activities to the students and to the community at East Carolina?
Well, my interest in and appreciation of good music developed when I was young. My mother saw that my sister and I got to attend the community college, community concert series in my hometown, Goldsboro, and so I found those programs both enjoyable and educational, and so there, I guess that's where it started. As you mentioned earlier, after my military service, I served as a professional with the Boy Scouts of America for almost 7 years, and I got to meet a lot of people and gained an appreciation for many types of cultures, so when I began my job at East Carolina, I felt that we really owed it to the eastern part of the state to have a fine arts concert series. We had had some concerts even when I was in college, but they were not an organized series, and they really happened rather than were organized and were heavily promoted. And so I started, and you never do something totally alone. I asked the advice of some people in the community that I respected in the field of music and in the arts. And to sum it up, we got started. We organized a series, and our first events were not presented in the Student Center. They were presented in the old Wright Auditorium, which had a flat floor and folding seats, and it was very uncomfortable. But we brought in some artists of importance, and we started promoting the series both on campus and off campus, and people started coming, and so we were able to increase the attendance at series and at series events, and to bring more popular in the fine arts field, better known artists to campus. And within a few short years, we had a series presenting the artists that you would hear and see at Lincoln Center, at the Kennedy Center, and so forth.
Well, you're exactly right, Rudy. I mean, some of the groups now, Serapis is in its 47th year and has offered more than 350 world-class performances and served more than 500,000 patrons. Some of the performances have been from Yo-Yo Ma, the London Philharmonic Orchestra, just like you said, so many groups that people would really recognize that perform on big stages. Wright Auditorium is literally center stage for some of the world's greatest acts now. How have you stayed involved with the series?
Well, I served at the university for 33 years, so I headed the series all that time. And once I retired, I felt that once you leave a position, you should leave. And it isn't fair to your successor to be looking over that person's shoulder and sticking your nose in the business. So I've been available when asked to make suggestions or express an opinion about something. I have offered my services when needed, but I have tried to stay somewhat aloof because I think that's the way you should. when you leave a program. I've remained vitally interested, and I've worked behind the scenes as much as I can to assist those who are working very hard on behalf of the series. So I guess that's it.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with former Assistant Vice Chancellor and Director of Mendenhall Student Center, Rudy Alexander, from the Class of 53. Now, Rudy, since you retired from ECU, you've remained extremely active, not only with the performing arts, like you mentioned, but also with the Retired Faculty Association, and plan annual international trips for the group. Talk about why it's important for you to stay connected with East Carolina and to provide such a service for your former colleagues.
Well, first of all, all of us who have worked at the university a long time have a real love for the university and its programs and activities. And those of us who are retired have many friends among the other retirees, and we enjoy working together. And we have a lot of fun when we travel together. We all get along just great. It's a congenial group, and not only do we have retired faculty and spouses, but we invite friends to come along. And someone asked me recently, well, how do you get to be a friend? I said, well, since we don't have any enemies, if you want to go with us, you're all our friends, and we'll be happy to have you. And usually the trips that we plan, 40 to 50% of those on the trip will be friends of various faculty members. So I've been involved there, and as you mentioned, I still work, as I just said, behind the scenes as I can on behalf of the Performing Arts Series, and I've been involved in other community activities that I think have some relationship to the university.
Well, your service to East Carolina spans nearly almost half a century, Rudy, so you've been witness to the many changes and growth the university has experienced. What is it about East Carolina that makes you such a proud graduate and former employee?
Well, I think the university has grown in stature. It has grown in the quality of education that it offers students. This has been much more impressive to me than size. Bigness doesn't make better, but what makes better is getting better, working for better programs and activities and classes and so forth. And I think East Carolina has done that in all areas. And for example, medical school, I was here when the idea, when Dr. Jenkins first had the idea and started working on it, and most people thought he was crazy in the state, that it will never happen. But look what has happened, and look what a tremendous benefit it has been to not only this region, but the whole state and beyond. And the other things, the arts programs at the university, the School of Music, the School of Art, and theater and dance, the programs that they offer attract students from all over the country, and they provide programs that are very beneficial to those who live in this region. The School of Business is well known throughout the country, and its graduates have gone to into very high positions in business throughout the country. So East Carolina has advanced from a small little college that was primarily educating school teachers to a true university. I have said over the years that Dr. Jenkins attained a university status and saw the college grow, and John Howell, who was chancellor, saved the university from some times of problems, and Dick Akin really made the university a true university, and those who have followed him have built on that. So we have been blessed to have some fine chancellors who provided excellent leadership. And they were able to to have visions that they could sell to other people who followed and assisted. You cannot do any of these great things by yourself, and you cannot lead people to where they don't want to go. They were able to exert leadership, and that is so important, and we've had good leadership here.
Well, Rudy, we've been talking with Rudy Alexander, former Associate Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Rudy, we want to thank you for joining us on A Pirate's Life for Me today and allowing us to pass your story on to the Pirate Nation. It's alumni like you who proudly say, yes, I am a pirate, that brings notoriety to our university and builds the value of every East Carolina degree, and for that we're truly grateful.
Thank you.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me, everyone. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
Help ECU honor its best at the 2009 Alumni Awards Dinner and Ceremony on Friday, October 16th.
The East Carolina Alumni Association will honor 8 individuals for their accomplishments and dedication to ECU.
Do you know an alum or individual who deserves recognition by East Carolina? If so, nominate them by November 1st to be considered for the Outstanding Honorary or Distinguished Alumni Award.
For registration or nomination details, visit piratealumni.com or call 800-ECU-GRAD. Get involved, stay connected with ECU.
Hello, this is Greg Abiunas, Director of Planned Giving at East Carolina University. The Leo W. Jenkins Society was established to celebrate the importance of planned gifts to the future of ECU. Planned gifts include bequests, charitable gift annuities, trusts, life insurance, IRAs, and certain gifts of real estate. If you currently have or would like to discuss an estate plan that benefits East Carolina, please call me at 252-328-9573. Be a visionary like Dr. Jenkins and help transform ECU for the future. Call me today at 252-328-9573.
Make the Alumni Association tailgate part of your game day tradition. Thanks to this year's sponsors, Aramark, WITN, Liberty Mutual, Pepsi, Chico's, Trips, O'Charlie's, Rep Express, and Uncle Yammy's Rib Shack, we're able to offer great food and great fun for all Pirate fans. Leave the grill at home and join our family-friendly atmosphere 2.5 hours prior to kickoff. Tickets are on sale now and are $10 for Alumni Association members and $20 for non-members. Children under 12 are free. Call 800-ECU-GRAD to get your alumni tailgate tickets today.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, everyone, and we'd like to say thank you to Rudy Alexander again for joining us today to talk about all the cool things that he did in his career, and especially for East Carolina. 47 years, Paul, for the Serapis series.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I love talking to people who worked on campus years ago, but then have stayed in Greenville and have seen the growth and experienced it, and it's just it's amazing how far the university has come.
Definitely.
And what is relatively a short period of time.
Certainly, and he's so proud. You could definitely hear that in what he had to say. He's so proud of the university.
Absolutely. Well, join us next Friday at 6 o'clock, right here after Live at 5, where our guest will be Wayne Sampson, who is a production assistant on ABC's One Life to Live. Is that one that you watch?
It's not, no.
You don't DVR?
No.
Do you DVR any?
I don't. I don't have DVR. I'm so behind, Paul.
Okay. Do you VHS record?
Come on. I have a DVD player. I just don't have a DVR. I'm a Days of Our Lives fan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've been watching for way too many years that I'd like to mention.
Now, what's the one that's going off air?
I don't know.
Wasn't one, like, on for 100 years and then they're just stopping it?
Ah, maybe.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of soap operas. You know, the people who write for soap operas can really write for people who do radio shows.
Uh-huh.
Because they pack like one 20-minute story into like 4 weeks.
You are absolutely right.
It's unbelievable.
I tell you, the first 15 minutes of a soap opera is a repeat of the previous day show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Wayne, we're going to ask Wayne questions about that and really find out why they do that.
We'll get the behind-the-scenes scoop from Wayne Sampson next week.
Absolutely. Well, thanks to our producers, Shirley Rhodes and Cliff Brock. And until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!